Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
My man, Scott Cuddy. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now, forget this, better than 27 years. And today, we talk MMA. Of course, last night, UFC 143 going down. Nick Diaz, a surprise loser, the kid from Stockton, California. The bad boy, of course, the kid that's got so many problems. I mean, outside of the ring, he can't put it together inside of the ring. And that seems to be Nick's problem. But last night, Carlos Condit took it to him. Won a unanimous nod in five rounds, and now is the interim UFC welterweight champion. Of course, the welterweight champion of the UFC is the most popular fighter in mixed martial arts, Georges St-Pierre of Canada, but he is out with a torn ACL. He won't be back until October or November, so they had this interim title fight. In the meantime, Diaz was picked to win by a lot of people. Some people like Slammin' Sammy Perez or Sam All Jam Perez, whichever alias you want to put beside his name. The bottom line is he thought that Carlos Condit would win, and last night he did win, and he won going away. There was no question about it. I mean, he landed, talk about total strikes. Condit landed 70 more strikes than Diaz in their 25-minute fight, and that's a lot of strikes. Total strikes landed by Nick Diaz, 117. That's 140 less than he was able to land in his 137 win over the famed VJ Penn. Of course, that was just a three-round affair. Anyway, by the way, Condit landed 159 total strikes. He deserves a win. He is a new UFC welterweight champion. More on the UFC and boxing on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, Channel 2 on the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide via the fabulous internet.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the riboflavin.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida.
Pace is relentless. 45.
Get the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
The incarcerated Rick Stevens, second lead singer of Tower of Power. Of course, Tower of Power has went through about 15 lead singers in their 43-year history, but Rick Stevens, convicted of a 1976 triple homicide, has been spending time in state prison since. People are trying to get him out on a parole, but bottom line is, you know, when you have a drug problem and it's heroin and somebody steals your last $100,000 from you, I guess you tend to get, kind of put us a little upset, and Rick went a little crazy and shot a few people, and he'll probably spend the rest of his life in jail. A great voice, and no question about that. In fact, when I was talking one day about the great all-time Tower of Power leads, Rick Stevens' name seems to come up time and time again. Last night, Fabrice Werdum beat, I couldn't believe it, he beat Big Country Nelson. That's right, Big Country Nelson coming in on a pretty good win streak. Of course, he had lost about 20 pounds, and he was in better shape, but it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough, because the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Fabrice Werdum was a winner. Of course, he landed 91 strikes to 26 strikes of Roy Nelson, and it was a unanimous nod in three rounds. I mean, he won it three rounds to zip. Josh Koscheck, one of my favorite guys. I see him on, once in a while, I see him on TMZ. I watch TMZ once in a while, you know, sort of to get the gossip on the world of entertainment and sports. And they even, you know, they even delve into politics once in a while when they catch, like, some politician coming out of a nightclub, you know, tanked, something like that. But Josh Koscheck was a very controversial winner last night. A split decision win over Mike Pierce. Some people thought, including myself, that Mike Pierce didn't have the experience to stand up to Koscheck. But Koscheck has now won his 15th fight in the UFC, and I think that ranks him about number four and number five in all-time history. Some other fights on the card, Dustin Poirier, a winner over Max Holloway. It was a submission in one round. That was probably the highlight of the night, but it was UFC 143 last night, of course, coming to you live from Las Vegas. Now, the next card will be on February 15th. That'll be on Fuel TV, and then the next UFC, as far as the pay-per-view is concerned, will be Frankie Edgar and Ben Henderson. That'll emanate from Tokyo, Japan. That'll be on Saturday, February 25th. So, you know, somebody asked me last night, is the UFC overdoing it? Is there too much, is there oversaturation going on here? I mean, do we need to cut back a little bit as far as programming is concerned? Well, you know, last night you had the prelims open up on Facebook. Then you had the more prelims on Fuel TV. Okay, and Fuel TV, not too many people have Fuel TV, but if you have Fuel TV, you'll be able to watch a lot of MMA as far as the UFC is concerned, because that seems to be where they're going. I mean, they've done fights on FX. I mean, they've done fights on Fox. Last night, some of the prelims were on FX. But at the end of the day, the end of the day, the product the UFC wants you to buy, obviously, is their pay-per-views. Now, last night's fight, did it live up to pay-per-view quality? Was it pay-per-view quality? Yeah, I think Nick Diaz and Carlos Condit was, especially Carlos Condit pulling off the upset, as I said, landing 151 total strikes to Diaz's 105 strikes. I mean, Diaz had one takedown, and that was about it. I mean, Nick Diaz didn't do a whole lot. He complained after the fight. Nick Diaz, as I told you in the past, is not the most stable guy on the planet. He just isn't. I mean, he's flipped out. He caused that riot on CBS television a couple of years ago, which cost Strikeforce. Of course, that's the number two brand in the world of mixed martial arts. But the Zuffa people, I'm talking about Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, and of course Dana White of the UFC, they bought Strikeforce for $34 million last year, and with that they inherited Nick Diaz. And of course Nick Diaz was the same guy that wanted to fight Jeff Lacy, the former IBF 168-pound boxing champion. In fact, that fight was signed, but Dana White jumped in and said, wait a second, I don't want any of my fighters boxing. I just don't want any of my fighters boxing, even though Nick Diaz is a natural. I mean, he's a triathlete. He's got, listen, as far as inside the cage is concerned, as far as inside the ring is concerned, Nick Diaz is one of the top fighters in the world. His inability to handle the pressure going into the cage and the problems emanating outside of the cage, I think, are his downfall. So the Stockton native was a loser last night. He hasn't lost in like 12 fights, but he was a big-time loser last night. The Carlos Condit, no question about that. As I said, Koscheck was a winner over Mike Pierce. All in all, it wasn't a bad UFC 143, but UFC 144 with Frankie Edgar and Ben Henderson, that figures to be a good main event. And as I said, February 25th, emanating from Tokyo, Japan. And if they can bring back the world of MMA to Japan, I mean, because that is really where it's at. No question about that. I mean, they had the Pride Fighting Championships. This is where it all started. Ken Shamrock, people like that. They were all together as far as the Pride. Wanderlei Silva, I can go on and on. Quentin Jackson, I mean, they were all Pride fighters originally. And when these guys fought, they fought in a ring instead of the cage. And that was my only beef last night, was watching the fights through the cage. I prefer to watch a fight in a ring. And I tell you why. Because, you know, you can see more. You just can. You can see more. Yeah, when the guys get close to the edge, sometimes they have to be broken up and pushed back into a stand-up position and put in the center of the ring. But the bottom line is, I guess, people don't fall out of the cage. And the octagon is the ring of battle for the UFC. And that is what's obviously caught the eye of a lot of people. But if you sit there live and you watch the fight through the wire mesh of the octagon, your eyes go crazy. You just go berserk. It's just tough on the eyeballs. I mean, no question about it. You're sitting there going, oh, man. So you end up looking up at the TV set. Even if you have ringside seats, you watch the Jumbotron at a UFC event. So what I think the UFC ought to do is, if they want to keep the cage, that's fine. Let's not make it black anymore. Let's make it a clear plastic, some type of acrylic plastic, if you want to make the little holes in it, you know, to make sure that guys can grab into it and hold the other guys against the cage and all that kind of good stuff. That's all fine and dandy. I got no problem with that. But the problem with having a black cage and people fighting inside of it is it's hard on the eyes. There's just no question about it. In every UFC event I've been to, every Strikeforce event I've been to, every cage event I've been to, I've ended up watching the fights on the big screen, unless it was a smaller promotion, and then you have no choice but to watch it through the wire mesh or to go high enough in the arena to where you can look down on the octagon or the cage of battle, and see what's happening. But as far as this television is concerned, it's a television product, no question about it. That's why you see most of the fights on the UFC. You don't see them through the cage. You see them from the top. You've got cameramen on each side of the ring. You've got a roving camera on top of the ring. The production last night, production value, was pretty good, no question about it. I mean, Dana White, the president of the UFC, he has this down. I mean, he's got his product down. He's marketing it much in the manner that Vince McMahon marketed the WWE back in the day when the World Wrestling Entertainment was hot here in the States. It's not hot here in the States anymore. They're making their money overseas. I mean, they're just not making it here anymore. Their pay-per-views have lagged. Their pay-per-views have dropped. significantly. And their live events, as far as house shows are concerned, have not done all that well either. So the WWE is hurting. The UFC is not hurting. They had a good crowd last night. They expect an excellent crowd in Tokyo, Japan, on the 25th of Japan and 25th of February. And the bottom line is the UFC has been, you know, I mean, like, I think they had an event a couple of weeks ago where they padded the seats a little bit. What I mean is when they papered the houses, 13,000 people paid, no, take it back, 11,000 people paid live, and then they gave away about 3,000 tickets, so it ended up being about 14,000 people. But at the end of the day, the UFC is a hot product. It's making money. Yes, it's got some problems right now as far as injuries are concerned. Of course, the biggest name in the sport, I'm talking about Georges St-Pierre, the Canadian welterweight champion. In fact, last night it was Carlos Condit and Nick Diaz fighting it out for the interim championship because, you know, hey, GSP, call him what you want. I call him the greaser. And some guy got upset about me about that. Why are you capping on Mexicans? The guy's Canadian. I'm not capping on Mexicans. I'm capping on Canadians or Georges St-Pierre in particular because he put grease on his body, Vaseline, the time he fought BJ Penn a couple of years ago. So from now on, he'll be known to me as the greaser, and it has no racial overtones whatsoever. We have King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC fighter, coming up next here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA and boxing. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, Channel 2 on the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide via the fabulous Internet.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of MMA and boxing. We'll talk boxing a little bit later with Hall of Fame promoter Don Chargan. Of course, there were some fights last night on HBO. We'll get into that a little bit later. But right now, the subject is MMA, and we bring in one of our MMA experts, an active MMA fighter himself, member of the UFC. I'm talking about King Kyle Kingsbury. What's up, King Kyle?
Not a whole lot. Just having a fun little Vegas trip right now.
So I guess you were at the fights last night.
I was in attendance. That's correct.
Okay. So were you? Did you think the decision was just? I mean, I got some emails saying they thought that Diaz had won the fight, but I'm looking at the total number of strikes landed and things like that, and it looked like Carlos Condit did have the fight as far as numbers were concerned. You were there at cage side. What did you think, Kyle?
Well, I'll tell you, I had a very, very good view of the octagon, and I actually left right after the fight ended. I was so sure Diaz had won the decision. I was like, let's beat the rush. There's no point in even waiting for this. I had absolutely no idea they were going to give it to Condit. And I thought Diaz got robbed. Watching it live, I thought Diaz definitely had the first two, possibly the third. The only one I give for sure to Condit is the fourth round. And even though he looked really good in the fifth, he ended up getting his back taken, which, you know, that's the most dominant position in MMA. That could be a 10-8 round if it was, if it was more in Diaz's favor early, but definitely a 10-9 round for Diaz considering that he finished with that.
Is Diaz the political bad boy? Do you think he's suffering repercussions because of the fact that he talks a smack that he does? Of course, he cost Strikeforce that CBS contract a couple of years ago. He hadn't shown up for a couple of press conferences and things like that. Do you think this is payback?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly, if the judges... I really don't know what the judges are thinking, to be 100% honest with you. There's been a number of fights where we kind of scratched our heads afterwards. But, one of the things I keep getting, because I tweeted the fact that I think Diaz won the fight, and a lot of Condit supporters are coming up in arms and saying things, And bottom line is the judges are supposed to score based on ring control and aggression and pushing forward. That means something. That's as dominant as being on top of a guy. And so... and it's not like Diaz was just walking right into getting his ass kicked. He was putting it on him. And I really feel that he had more of the power shots. He buried shots to the body, came back over the top with hard hooks to the head. He was landing stuff, and you could hear the smack. I mean, you really could when you're close to the cage. And that, to me, means a lot more than just backing up. Think about it, too. Even if you're hitting a guy while you're backing up, it was your boxing experience. You don't have a ton of power behind those. Now, you can. It's not to say that you can't hit a guy hard while backing up. But if your feet aren't set, which Condit's aren't most of the time, then it's very hard to have any kind of oomph to those strikes. And really, the only time I thought Diaz took serious damage was when Condit landed those couple head kicks in the fourth.
The problem with MMA in Las Vegas is it's the same problem that boxing has in Las Vegas, is that they use the same somewhat inferior judges. I mean, all the judges that were doing big-time boxing matches, and I don't want to name them, but I could go on and on and on and on and on, okay? But a lot of the judges who were doing boxing matches are now doing MMA matches and UFC matches and high-profile matches at that. And I don't think that, they have the experience, per se, to be doing these big live events. I mean, I've seen Las Vegas judges choke time and time again. Now, I know in boxing, they've done it for political reasons. I mean, there have been like the Bernard Hopkins, I take that back, the Oscar De La Hoya, Felix Sturm fight of a few years ago. I mean, they had this big fight with Bernard Hopkins already set. So what did they do? They gave the fight to Oscar De La Hoya, even though he got his head handed to him, no question about it. In fact, they gave him the 12th round, and he landed but a couple of punches. The Sturm all but, you know, should have been arrested for domestic violence after that fight. He beat up on Oscar De La Hoya so bad. Then I go back just a couple of months ago, November the 12th, and Manny Pacquiao, they tell him he needs a knockout and coming out for the 12th round to win. So he comes out. He doesn't get the knockout. He goes down to his corner. He prays because he's a God-fearing man. He sits there and he prays and prays and prays. And guess what? The Las Vegas judges give it to him. And one of the biggest heists of 2011, no question about that in my mind, Juan Manuel Marquez is being carried aloft on his trainer's shoulders. And here's Manny Pacquiao praying in the corner for a decision that he got. So a lot of the judging in Las Vegas, I believe, is politically based. Plus, you know, you have to realize, Kyle, that these judges, they realize that if they don't go, I think, along the company line, per se, they're not going to get invited back. And I know that happens a lot in boxing. I mean, there's one judge, I can't think of his name right now, out of Texas. I mean, he's turned in horrendous scores after horrendous scores after horrendous scores, and he keeps getting matches. Why? Because he's going with the promoter's guy. Is that what's happening in MMA now or what?
No, UFC doesn't have their choice on picking judges. That's why Dana's openly come out and bashed the judging in many fights. You know, and then he constantly will go back to his tagline of don't leave it in the hands of the judges. And that's easier said than done, really, but especially in a fight like that. But I don't think there's any foul play going on here, because if they were going to hand, you know, anybody a fight or favor anybody, it should have been Diaz, because he's the bigger name, he's got the more marketability, and that's certainly the fight the fans want to see. They want to see Diaz versus GSP, and that's the big money draw for the promotion. So if the promotion had their hand in anything, it would have been swaying it in the form of in Diaz's favor, which clearly didn't happen.
Okay, so can you envision a Nick Diaz-Carlos Condit immediate rematch?
You know, I'm not sure that they'll do that. I know they've done it in the past. Maybe Dana will use that as a ploy to keep Diaz from retirement, since he came out and said he wanted to retire. And obviously, Dana doesn't believe that for one second. But, you know, it's one of those things where it really depends on how long GSP is going to be out for. You know, and those, his injury is something you can't rush back to. You look at what happened with my buddy Ed Herman. You know, tore his knee and came back a little too soon and tore it again. He was out for over 2 years because of it.
Yeah, so yeah, but when it comes to GSP, though, I saw him doing cartwheels and things like that on YouTube a couple of weeks ago. So right after surgery, within a month, he's out there doing cartwheels. I mean, I sort of like thought the injury was a little bit suspect when I saw him doing that, because most guys I know that come back from torn ACLs and things like that, they're out for months.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I haven't seen it, you know, in my years playing football at ASU and prior to that. It's a serious injury. Some guys don't ever fully recover from it. No, I don't suspect that GSP won't fully recover from it. Obviously, he's an amazing athlete, and he has some of the best training facilities and rehab sports doctors in the world. So, really, he'll be back 100%, but how fast he comes back, I don't know. And definitely, I haven't seen what you're talking about with the cartwheels, but I would raise an eyebrow to that as well, because that's not something you just spring back from.
Okay. Last night, Fabrice Werdum came back, of course, a loser in his last fight to Alistair Overeem, the top-ranked heavyweight contender in the world. I mean, especially as impressive as he's been of late, no question about that. I'm talking about Alistair Overeem, the former Strikeforce champion. But he returned last night, and he beat Big Country Nelson. And I really thought that Roy Nelson was on a roll there. I thought that Roy Nelson was going to win this fight. Talk to me about it. How'd you see it?
I totally thought Nelson was going to win the fight. The whole crowd was behind him. He had lost weight, improved cardio, all these things, and obviously he's a very talented grappler as well. So I knew if things went to the ground, he wouldn't be able to be submitted. And you saw even there in the first when Werdum had his back in a very bad position, he was able to get out of it and get back to his feet pretty quickly. So all those things that I thought about Nelson were true. He definitely came out and looked a lot better. But what surprised me was Werdum's stand-up. I mean, he was so relaxed on his feet, very confident in everything, in his Muay Thai and his kicks, and just letting things go. And he really put it to Nelson. And, you know, there was a point there in the second where he used a lot of footwork to kind of pace himself. And I don't mind that, because he came back out hard in the third. But he really controlled the fight, controlled the tempo, and he did a ton of damage to Nelson. I mean, Nelson's face was just bashed in pretty bad. A lot of cuts.
I got about 30
to the body too.
Kyle, I've got about 30 seconds left. When are you coming back?
Well, I'm hoping to get back in May. We're hoping maybe May 5th, Cinco de Mayo card in New Jersey. May 5th or 15th, they're going out to Virginia. I think that show's on FX. So I should know here in the next couple weeks when they give me an opponent, but I just want to get back in there and erase that loss.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC fighter himself, of course, out of San Jose, California. Kyle, say hello to your lovely girlfriend, and I thank you for your time today, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one, Pedro.
All right, King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Next, we check into the world of boxing. We talk about last night's fights. We bring in the Hall of Fame promoter himself. I'm talking about Don Chargan, the boy promoter, 83 years old now, been promoting since 1951.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
That was my buddy Grandpa Munster and Fred Gwynn, of course, of the TV series from the 60s. I'm talking about the Munsters. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This segment, we're talking boxing. And, of course, you heard Manny Pacquiao there in the lead talking about wanting to do his best and things like that. Of course, I thought he lost his last fight to Juan Manuel Marquez November the 12th. After the 11th round, his corners told him, Manny, you need a knockout to win. And Manny didn't go out there and get the knockout. And then while Juan Manuel Marquez is being carried around on the shoulders of his corner men, Manny Pacquiao's in the corner praying and praying for the decision that he got, which I thought was a gift. So the bottom line is, now that Manny Pacquiao is supposedly engaged in wanting to fight Floyd Mayweather, although I think that's a little bit disingenuous, because if they wanted to fight, they would have fought May the 5th. But the bottom line is, you know, Bob Arum wouldn't have had the control on May the 5th that he would have on another date, possibly in November or later. And the reason why I say that is that Floyd Mayweather was smart. He had rented out the MGM Grand Arena, the biggest casino venue in Las Vegas. He had the May 5th, the Cinco de Mayo date, which he will now fulfill with Miguel Cotto in the battle for the WBA 154-pound title. And speaking of Cotto, he talked about staying with Top Rank, having been with Top Rank a long time. But I told you he was going to jump ship. I told you he was going to be a free agent. And everybody said to me, you just don't like Bob Arum, Pedro. That's why you're saying that. Well, guess what? Miguel Cotto is a free agent. Well, folks, my next guest needs no introduction to the world of boxing, no question about that. He is the longest reigning boxing promoter in history, belongs in the Guinness Book of World Records, having promoted his first card, I believe, in 1951, down in San Jose, California. I'm talking about the great Hall of Famer himself, Don Chargan. What's up, Don?
Hey, Pedro, just sitting around waiting for the Super Bowl.
Now, last year you and I watched the Super Bowl together. That was a bit of a drive down there to Cambria, California.
That's
but today,
right. That's right. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, but today we've got, you know, I enjoyed the hookers.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I caught Chargan off guard there.
Yeah, you did.
No, we had a great time watching the Super Bowl last year. In fact, if I wasn't doing radio today as early as I am and doing a show a little bit later tonight for a pre-taping, I would come down and watch the Super Bowl with you again, because anytime I get to spend time with a man of your class and your stature, it's truly a privilege, no question about that. Now, last night's fight, Julio Cesar Chavez and Marco Antonio Rubio, Chavez skipped out on the drug test afterwards. And the WBC, Jose Suleiman, who I call Jose Silly Man, he says that the WBC forgot to do the drug testing and this and that. This is the same kid that got pulled over for DUI a couple of weeks ago, was busted for drunk driving while training. And then about a year and a half ago, he was issued a 7-month suspension when they found a diuretic in his system, a diuretic which is used to wash out steroids. Is Chavez Jr. a cheat?
I really couldn't say, but I'll tell you, that weight thing is going to be. Could you imagine him coming in at 181 pounds?
Well, you know,
he's practically a cruiserweight.
He is a cruiserweight. Now, Don, you remember the one guy that licked me like a stamp, Ernie Chavez, at Southpaw of South Carolina, Southern California. Yeah. In fact, you had him in against Meldrick Taylor up there in Sacramento, California. That was Ernie's only loss. He ended up retiring after that fight, but he and I weighed in together. I think I weighed 142.5 on a Tuesday for a welterweight fight. He weighed in at 147 steaming. And then when we got in the ring on Saturday afternoon at the Showboat Hotel in Las Vegas, it was back in 1984 in the National Golden Gloves Tournament, I said to my corner man, I said, "That's not him." He goes, "What are you talking about?" I go, "That's not the same. That must be his bigger twin brother or something. That's not him." So anyway, Chavez told me later he weighed 168 pounds, and you know, and I was boxing him pretty nicely until he hit me with a couple of right hooks, and that sort of spelled the end for Pedro. But the bottom line is, when you give up that much weight in a boxing match, it's just a guy can get killed.
Oh, yeah. He looked last night so much stronger. I mean, he just pushed Rubio all around. You could tell the difference in size and weight Rubio just couldn't handle that.
Okay, Rubio says he's 31. He looks more like he's 61. Do you think he's one of those guys? Is he lying about his age, you think?
No, I don't think so. I think he's just one of those old-looking guys, because I remember when he turned pro.
Okay. We're talking with Don Chargan, folks, a member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame, a member of the World Boxing Hall of Fame, of course, a promoter since 1951. And before I get off into any other boxing subjects, Don, have you got any cards coming up yourself? Are you ever going back to Sacramento?
Well, if you know, if we could make a decent deal on rent in that, it's just it's almost impossible to put on shows there. I'm going back to Woodland on the 2nd again. I've got Vicente Escobedo fighting there in his hometown for the first time.
Is that
prospect Tino Avila in the co-feature.
Is that going to be on?
It'll be a Telefutura show, March 2nd.
Okay.
And then I've got a show, St. Patrick's Day in Texas.
Now, the St. Patrick's Day in Texas, what's that going to be about and where's it going to be?
It's going to be in McAllen, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a local kid there who's El Tigre, they call him. He's his record is like 22-4, but nobody's really taking care of him, and he looks like to be a pretty good prospect. I'm going to spend a little time on him this year.
You know, when I think of McAllen, Texas, I think of the late Rico Velasquez, and of course he died in a fight with David Gonzalez back in 1988 down in San Jose, California. I'll never forget the late, great Jack Fist, the boxing writer extraordinaire, the Hall of Fame writer. He told me, because I went up to Hank Ellesbrew before the final round in which Rico died, and I said, Hank, you got to stop this fight. The guy's going to get killed. And Hank wiped his brow very cockily and told me, son, sit down and let me do my job. A minute later, Velasquez was dead. But in the meantime, when I went back to my seat, Jack Fist said, you never approach a referee and tell him that, this and that. I said, Jack, you never box, so you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, he's been knocked down 7 times in 8 rounds. I said, this does not bode well for the young man from McAllen, Texas. Of course, Rico Velasquez ended up passing away a few hours later.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was my, you know, I witnessed 3 or 4 ring deaths personally, and that one was my first, and it still is one of the most haunting memories I've ever had as far as being a boxing writer is concerned.
I've seen a few too. It's terrible.
Yeah, no question about that. Now Manny Pacquiao, you know, at first he was going to fight in May when he thought Floyd Mayweather was going to jail. Then he said his cut wasn't going to be ready to fight until June, so he's going to fight June the 9th. Cotto and Mayweather are going to fight May the 5th. You know, Don, this is just my own personal opinion, but I think that betting on Floyd Mayweather over Manny Pacquiao is almost like stealing money. How do you feel about that?
You like Pacquiao to beat Mayweather?
No. I said betting on Mayweather over Pacquiao would be like stealing money.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you. I've got my own thing on this. Pacquiao, he knows a warrior. If you told him, okay, you're fighting Mayweather, there's no doubt that he would take the fight. But I think the fight became harder to make after the Marquez fight, because I think Marquez exposed Manny a little bit, and while maybe Manny doesn't realize it, I think that Top Rank and Manny's advisors know that would be a super tough fight.
Okay. Do you think performance enhancing drugs, do you think PEDs, steroids, and EPO, blood doping, and this and that, do you think it's as prevalent in boxing as some people think?
I don't think so. I really don't.
Okay. What's happening with your new kid on the block, Canelo? What's he doing, Saul Alvarez? What's he going to do next? He was supposed to possibly be one of Mayweather's opponents May the 5th, but I think Floyd...
Yeah, but I was really against that.
Why were you against that?
Because he's not quite ready. He's a year away from Mayweather.
Okay, see...
There's a chance that he will be on the Vegas card with Cotto and Mayweather.
Okay, be on the undercard.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He is the hottest fighter in all of Mexico right now, no question about that, as far as internet hits are concerned, as far as trending is concerned,
tremendous.
I mean,
it's tremendous the following he's got for just a baby, just 21 years old.
He truly is the teenager, the child prodigy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Okay. What does he bring
to... red hair and freckles, that's something about that, dude. The Mexican fans, they just love him.
He sort of reminds me, he looks like Opie Howard there in, I mean, Opie Howard, Opie Taylor there, Ronnie Howard from the old Andy Griffith show. But the bottom line is he draws well. I mean, he does. Do they do pay-per-view in Mexico when he fights, or does he fight on regular TV?
No. See, this is one thing that people don't realize. When Julio Sr. was at his peak, they would put him on pay-per-view in Mexico, and, you know, so many people can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
This kid is sponsored by Televisa, and he's everything he does is on television. His fights are on free TV, everything. And this is they've done a wonderful job. This is a great job of marketing that they've done on him.
Okay. There's been a thing out called Stop Online Piracy Act, SOPA, where the UFC and a couple other of companies like the WWE and things like that are trying to stop online piracy. You know, and I tried to explain to Dave Meltzer when I last talked to him, of course, the genius MMA writer, that, you know, if I could watch a fight, and I hate to say it, but if I could watch a BBC broadcast, which I always think is better than the American broadcast to begin with, okay, I think mm-hmm. that they put together a better broadcast. They put together a better production. Their team seems to be unbiased. I mean, they had Manny Pacquiao losing to Juan Manuel Marquez. Amir Khan was a little bit stunned afterward. They raised Manny Pacquiao's hand. But I think the BBC does a great job. Do you think I should be able, since I've got internet capabilities, to watch that fight on the BBC instead of paying $44.95 for it here in the States, or am I stealing?
Well, you know, that's a tough one to answer, Pedro. I know if I could do it, I know that I'd watch it. Yet, I feel sorry for the promoters and that are putting it on that lose, and the fighters that lose all that revenue. So it's you know, really depends on the way you look at it.
Okay, Andre Ward, named Fighter of the Year. Yesterday, I had his trainer on the show. I'm talking about Virgil Hunter being named Trainer of the Year. He won the Eddie Futch Award, and of course, Andre Ward won the Sugar Ray Robinson Award. Little question that he really deserved that. I mean, winning that Super 6 tournament, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, he's done everything they've asked for him, but he just has to find a way to draw people, because to really be a superstar, it's got to be along with your boxing ability in that. You've got to be able to make those turnstiles quick.
You got a point there, because the last card in Oakland didn't draw well after the two previous cards had drawn well. Do you think his lack of killer instinct is what's holding him back there?
Well, that's one thing. I mean, he is clever and has a lot of ability, but he actually makes it look too easy. I mean, nobody gets excited when he fights. And it is a shame, because he does have ability.
Well, you know what, Don? I get excited anytime I get to talk to you, and I thank you so much for your time. God bless you. God bless the memory of the great Dragon Lady, and I will talk to you real soon.
All right, Pedro. Thank you.
The great Don Chargan, folks, Hall of Fame boxing promoter, both the International Boxing Hall of Fame and the World Boxing Hall of Fame. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is a special edition. Usually we air Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
The soulful guitar, my buddy Mr. Jeff Tamalier, lives over there in Pleasant Hill, California, former Tower of Power alumni, of course. Tower of Power back on the road. Check out their schedule at towerofpower.com, folks. Andre Berto, one of the leading welterweights in the world of boxing, has 147 pounds. He tore his bicep on Monday in a gym down in Southern California in his fight with Victor Ortiz for Showtime, a rematch in which Victor Ortiz won a fight last May. Is off for February. It doesn't look like Berto's going to be able to come back in the ring for a couple of weeks. Last night, as I said, some of the results, Chavez Jr., a decision winner over Marco Antonio Rubio, and Nonito Donaire very unimpressively beat Wilfredo Vasquez in the semi-main event. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA and boxing. Next Saturday on the boxing segment, our first hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time, we're going to talk about ladies boxing, female boxing. What happened to it? At one point in time, it was like the rage. Well, it isn't anymore. We'll talk about female boxing, where it's at in 2012. And then, of course, the MMA hour follows up 1 hour right after that. So it all starts next Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. But most importantly, don't forget my website, Ring Talk, R-I-N-G. T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. My famed producer, Scott Cuddy. Take it away, Scott.